trash.
Good afternoon, gardeners. You're with Garden Planet, and my name is Selena, and I'm a plantaholic.
My name is Karen, and I am a plantaholic too.
So welcome to Garden Planet. So, it's spring fever time.
Anyone that feels like they need to confess, you know our email.
GardenPlanetFM@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Feel free to confess. It's not been a good time for the plantaholics out there, really, has it, Selena?
No.
Spring is a very bad time.
Just gone crazy.
Berserk. I can tell by my nails.
Yeah, there's quite a bit
I've
of
given
dirt
up.
Under there.
Yeah, and they're all like tatty and like there's nooks in them and just, oh, probably insect legs and...
And my clothes are a disgrace.
I know. And I can't help myself when I walk past the garden and go, oh, no, I'll have to just quickly tweak that because the spring growth is just insane.
Yeah, I've just been moving everything around and it's like not the bomb hit, but plants
yeah.
everywhere.
I know, yeah, same. Yeah, there's been multiple visits to Palmer's Garden Centre.
Yes, and I managed to snag 2 bananas from Ellen.
Oh, very nice. And a sugar cane.
And a sugar cane. And she is, you might have heard in previous shows, she's come on and
Ellen
talked about
Schindler.
Banana circles and planting them in our gardens and how we, well, Auckland may be the next banana republic.
Yeah, well, I reckon even like the North Island, if we keep going tropical... It would be well worth, you know, investigating banana plantations. And another plantation worth investigating is eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus?
Mm. Okay. I've been trying to get my hands on some eucalyptus oil for a while now, and I Googled, why is there no eucalyptus oil? Normally, you can get it in big, like, bottles of it, and it's reasonably cheap. And I've looked everywhere. I can get the odd small bottle for, hefty price at that. And apparently, obviously, Australia is where eucalyptus thrives, being hot weather.
Yeah.
And eucalyptus is a hot weather tree. And the oil is just wonderful for so many reasons. But I won't get into that. I will, but not today.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, China consumes, well, can you use the word consume? Uses or buys 50% of their oil. Europe... 40, and the rest of the world, well, is what's left.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a huge demand for it because a lot of people are going towards natural health and natural remedies and natural cleaning and natural, which is cool. But I was thinking, right, I was seriously thinking if someone, because eucalyptus grows here quite
it
well.
It does, yep.
There
you
go.
They need to clean your space though.
Do they?
They're huge trees.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as gum trees. So
yes.
Imagine how huge.
Very robust. I remember there being a gum tree back on the farm. We had quite a substantial maize paddock. And there was this lone gum tree right bang in the centre. I suspect because it was too hard and large to chop down and Dad just decided to leave it and just sort of sow around it.
Okay.
And harvest around it. And then eventually, I think what happened was lightning struck it. And it was there for many, many years. And it started burning.
Oh, no.
And then him and his friend went, right, that's it, get the chainsaw out. But what a massive tree to cut down. So any thoughts on that, listeners? Send them my way. In case I do decide to go down. Or if anyone has, like, land that they want a eucalyptus forest on. They're lovely trees. They blow in the wind really nicely and they smell nice.
All right.
And they have those big caterpillars that love growing on them too. Well, we'll go get into this.
Let's get into our plant of the week.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Quote, I'm a...
All right, what's our plant of the week, Karen?
Okay, so another wonderful plant that I'm going to bring up, and because everyone's got spring fever, guess what? So has this plant, the nasturtium. It is going crazy all over my property anyway. What about yours?
Yep.
I haven't been down to the community garden for a while. What's it looking like down there?
Actually...
Not so virulent?
Not so prolific, but that's because we've done lots and lots of weeding.
Yeah, we've been keeping on top of it. Interestingly, nasturtium is said to flower more abundantly on poor soils rather than highly fertilised soils. Isn't that interesting? Mm. Did you hear that before?
Maybe it's because for leaves, it needs more nitrogen, but in poorer soils, less nitrogen goes into flower more.
Oh.
That's the theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But it does, you can sort of just, it's a kind of herb. It's a what they call a herbaceous plant. Okay. I Googled that because I thought, what is that exactly? Apparently, the easiest way to remember that is it's basically a plant that doesn't have bark.
Okay. Yep.
What was your definition of a herbaceous plant?
Sort of
plant?
A soft tissue.
Mm. And that it is. It's really easy. So I've got a jungle of it growing around my place at the moment, but yep. Because it's so easy just to break and...
Yeah, and it'll root.
Yeah, so exactly. So it's easy just to rip out, no problem. It's just disposing of it, but of course composting's always, it's great in the compost. And, you know, because it roots so easily, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just chuck the whole pile that I've pulled out that's overgrown into another area of the garden that I want it to take root.
Yes.
And I just leave it. Yep. I don't water it. I don't do anything to it. And it's a pretty high chance that it'll take.
It makes a wonderful ground cover.
Wonderful. And it's got a vibrant orange flower. It's so beautiful. It's such a, to me, it's such a spring plant. Mm. So, yeah, it's a native to Peru. It's the genus of roughly 80 species of annual or perennial herbaceous flowering plants. Now, interestingly, I think I've used that word three times today. My second favourite word. Right, nasturtium has actually received their common name, nasturtium, because they produce an oil similar to that of watercress, which is called Nasturtium officinale, is the Latin name. The Latin name, or botanical name, for nasturtium that we're talking about is Tropaeolum majus.
Tropaeolum.
Okay. So, isn't that interesting?
You said interesting.
Again.
Four.
Ding! I'm just so interested in everything.
It's just so interesting.
But, yeah. You're right.
I like the way that the leaves, when water drops on them, it kind of, it's like a lily pad.
Oh,
it's
like a nice round.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got a peppery taste like watercress.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And I'm not sure if it's that oil in the nasturtium, but there was something I found in my studies. Here it was. According to renowned Australian herb guru, Isabel Shepherd, nasturtium secrete an essence into the soil. Now, I'm wondering if this is the same one that watercress has, which is absorbed by other plants, thus helping them to resist attack by pests and disease. Mm. So it's a good thing to just have in your garden.
Yeah, makes great companions. Attracts bees.
Yeah. Great companions to citrus trees, potatoes, radishes, cabbages, cauliflowers, broccoli, melons, cucumber and pumpkin. So basically all of the, how do I say that family?
Cucurbits.
Cucurbit. Is it C-U-R, cucurbit? Or C-U, I think I misspelled it once cucurbit. And I've never got it right since. Cucurbit. You don't know what you're talking about. So there you go. Great companion plant, guys. And also, it can be as a great companion for us, as in, like our bodies. Why, you ask? Well, it's got health benefits.
Like?
Okay, here we go. Wait for it. They have powerful antibiotic. This is the leaves I'm talking of here. Powerful antibiotic, antimicrobial, antioxidant, and general tonic actions, and they even aid digestion. The plant has apparently been found to be effective against some microorganisms that are resistant to common antibiotics and help prevent and relieve coughs, colds, and flu. Now, Isabel Shippard, I've actually got one of her books. She recommends eating three seeds. What do the nasturtium seeds look like?
They're quite big and round. They're like giant peas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Three of those a day to help build up resistance to viruses, colds, and measles. And if you feel like you're getting a sore throat, and this could be good for you, Selena, working in a school. Okay.
Okay.
One leaf eaten per hour as soon as you start to get that tickle can drastically reduce the severity of the infection. And she tried this. She was got a sore throat and thought, oh, I'll give it a go. And she said it worked. I mean, I guess it could depend on the strain. It is also said to have antiseptic properties, and using a poultice of crushed seeds is helpful in bringing persistent boils and pimples to a head. Yummy yum. I need to have a look for seeds, because obviously if there's flowers,
it'll go to seed, and then there'll be seeds.
It'll be when the flowers have passed. Yep. I need to have a rummage through of what's left. I will. It'll be back. It always comes back.
Such a wonderful plant.
And it's draping down my wall and everything. It looks so cool. It's
really
like a waterfall of nasturtium.
Good for hanging baskets too.
Yeah.
And if you've ever heard of Monet the painter, he had them in his garden.
Oh, yeah.
Just on the pathways and just thruffing forward.
Oh, cool.
So he used to paint them.
Nice. And, like, the thing is, because they flower really nicely in the, you know, low fertile soils.
Yeah.
A hanging basket would be ideal if you're the kind of gardener that kind of, oh, whoopsie.
Yeah.
I haven't tended to my hanging baskets for a while. And they'll probably look beautiful. There's a chocolate nasturtium.
Is there?
Oh. Yeah. Did you know there's a very tall chocolate sunflower variety?
Are you meaning the colour or the flavour?
No, the actual. We had one at the community garden once. I remember Jackie bringing one in and planting it. But I don't know what happened. It's a clumping rather than trailing version.
Oh, okay.
Apparently very hardy, so I don't know where it's gone.
Somebody ate it?
Yeah, well, that is possible. How did you know that? They are, the flowers, nasturtium flowers are edible, by the way.
Yep.
Chocolate and the like. They make a lovely addition to salads. I don't know if the chocolate nasturtium tastes like chocolate. You obviously haven't tried one.
No.
Do you put, like, flowers in your salads much?
I'm not really a salad person, but...
Oh, okay.
I will if they're edible.
Yeah. You can put, like, flowers on any. You can put it with your muesli if you wanted to.
Could do.
In your smoothie. I've been doing that a bit because I've been culling out all the frantic spring growth in the garden. I found marigolds. There was a few casualties. And I thought, I don't want them to go to waste. So their little seeds are like those little crescent seeds, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've collected them and thought, yep, I'll replant them. And I used the petals in a smoothie and in a salad I made. And it was quite, they're yummy.
Make it colourful as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like, it looked like carrot pieces, but it wasn't, it was...
it was calendula.
Yeah, calendula.
Yeah. Calendula, marigold, sort of, they have a similar name. Technically, calendula is the one that I grow.
Yeah, it was calendula. I always get them mixed up, but they are of the same.
There's two different types of plants, and calendula is the...
Okay, they're two completely...
The one you're talking about.
Yeah,
marigolds. Yeah, marigolds have a kind of more a lacy type of leaf.
Are they cousins? Are they of the same...
No, I think they're different. But they're just similar because they're gold-coloured flowers. Yeah.
Yeah. And both great to have in the garden.
Very good companion plants.
Yeah, for sure. Well, since we're on the topic of... Oh, did you want to add anything more with the nasturtium? Oh, I had one more thing in case it's a quick one. The leaves can be used as a spray for aphids.
Okay, excellent.
I'm not really... I'm a bit of a lazy gunner. I can't be bothered with all that. But if you want to, you just infuse them in boiling water, cool strain, and you can even add a little liquid soap. I think that helps the whatever essence... disperse in it. But it's quite simple to do if you want to try it. I don't have an aphid problem at the moment, but yeah. So lots of things you can do with that plant. So while we're on the topic of spring, you were going to finish up a few things from last week.
Last week's frenzy, I just had so much upcycling to do.
Yes.
But I didn't finish my list, so I've got a few extras.
She's determined. No, but I was actually quite interested, and I've got a few to add as well.
Okay. So I think I got up to, I was numbering them, but sorry, listeners, if you kind of didn't get them all, that there's a few extras.
Well, here. I mean, you can always email Selena and she can compose a list for you.
Okay, so what I got up to, yes, envelope seed packets, okay, yes, paper bags, what you can do with old paper bags, you can use them to save your seeds in.
Mm-hmm.
Very useful, come in handy.
Oh, yeah, I never remember her name. Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, do you remember her last name?
Judy Keats.
Keats, you're good with names. Yes, we mentioned her. She is a big-time community gardener. She runs programs. She was the one that I went to learn about seed saving.
Mm-hmm.
And all her seeds, so she's a bit of a guru.
Yes.
We're in paper bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So start saving your paper bags, or if you've got a stash, then just use them to put your seeds in.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else we've got? Okay, old broken chairs. What you can do with those is you can use them for plant holders.
I'm just trying to picture that.
So,
okay. I sat on a chair a year ago and it completely disintegrated.
Right.
So on me. Would that work?
The seat's gone.
I feel like Goldilocks.
Then you can put a plant, if you've got the container the right size or a pot, inside the bit where the seat's gone. Like, don't picture a toilet, but you put the plant in the hole.
Oh, so you've got to cut a hole out.
Yeah. And then it's like a plant holder. So if you've got plants that like to trail down, it can raise them up.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Old fridge baskets. So if your fridge has those wire baskets and you're chucking it out, don't chuck those old fridge baskets.
Why not?
Because you can use them as, you turn them upside down, they're like seed protectors or cages for your plants.
Or you could put like a frost cloth or something or a shade cloth over the top.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one.
And the same with old hanging baskets. Maybe you've got too many and you want to use them. You can just take out the liner of them, and so it's just wire, and you can use those, put them upside down also as veggie protectors or to stop the birds from pecking your seeds. So that's one that I've done. So,
okay.
Yep. Okay, old milk bottles.
Yeah.
So if you've got the 2-litre variety, you can cut them up and make trowels or scoops out of them. So you just utilise the handle.
Yeah.
And it's just got a ready-made handle in it. So
I've seen people make pots and then they, like, fill them with soil and they hang them one underneath the other like that. There's lots of things you can do with plastic bottles.
Yep.
Yeah. If you put one on top of the other and top of the other and top of the other, maybe not with milk bottles. Are you going to talk about the other kind of plastic bottles?
No.
But I've seen that done.
Yeah.
at one of the garden to table teacher at one of the schools I work at, she's created this beautiful, like, gate made out of all these, like, shiny plastic bottles, okay. all one on top of the other, amazing. On top of the other. It looks really pretty. I had to look closely at it. I thought, oh, that's nice.
Huh.
And you can make houses out of them and everything.
You can make a whole greenhouse out of them.
Yes.
If you've got enough.
I've heard that we've just had 3 containers of plastic sent back to New Zealand from Indonesia. Oh. They didn't accept it, so I'm sure there'd be plenty.
Yeah. On the subject, old fizzy drink bottles or any old clear plastic bottles, I've seen this done. You can punch little holes in them and then attach them to your hose and you can have a ready-made sprinkler.
Ah.
So the water, if you turn your tap on, it'll go in. And if you've got lots of little holes, maybe you punch them with a needle or something, it'll come out of the, you have a sprinkler.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And old coffee cups. So every time you have a cup of coffee or hot chocolate and you've got those paper cups, you can use those as plant pots for your seedlings.
Yeah.
Just punch
good it. Good idea. And then you don't have it. All those annoying... You know, like I just feel like I've got shelves just full of plastic pottles.
And they should be able to break down in the soil.
Yeah.
Fussy cardboard.
And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's probably part of the container being sent back. Because
okay.
in the end, I have to just biff some of them because I'm like, there's too many. I don't know what else. And, yeah, I said to you, do you want some punnets? You'd be like, no.
No, everyone's got them.
Yeah.
But they are making compostable cups now.
Yeah.
So, in theory, they should be able to just break down in your soil.
Yeah, they should do the same with... Gardening centres should do the same with the...
plastic pots.
Punnets. Like, punnets. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They should just use those egg cartons.
Yeah.
Your toilet rolls.
Well, I think the time's come where we're all doing... I think, yeah, we're going to start doing that.
Yeah.
Because if we've got getting rid of plastic bags, we might as well, you know, take it next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, shredded paper. So if you've got heaps of paper, if you've got a shredder, really good, because then you can make mulch.
Yes, and do you want to tell the listeners what you did with your... Go on, tell them, Selena.
My
this
old
is a good one.
Library.
This is upcycling.
My old library school papers.
Oh, that. And what about the jigsaw puzzle?
Oh, the jigsaw puzzle. Okay, so I had a jigsaw puzzle that was missing like 7 pieces.
Seven?
That I was given, and Dad was like, no.
Is it one for every day of the week?
We're not doing that one. So I thought, well, what do we do with the puzzle then? Do we just check it out? No, I'm going to give that to the compost bin.
And the worms are well. How are they going? Have they got the edging yet? Sort it. They got the border.
Actually,
still working on it, or have they just decided to eat it?
That jigsaw puzzle it had pictures of berries on it.
Tempting, yeah.
So, or your old university papers, your old bank bills, your old love letters.
Yeah. Oh, not the love letters.
Okay, the pen pals that you don't write to anymore.
All those, that stuff, yeah.
Your ex-love letters.
All that stuff that, like, yeah, that you just, like, feel like you have to hold on to. Like, I'm like that with my university papers because I've put so much into them. And then I'm like, but I've got to, you know. But, yeah, I never look at them.
No. Well, but we used to have heaps of readings, like photocopied heaps of readings. This is the days before books.
Yeah.
And it was just piles of them.
Yeah, chuck it in the compost. It'll shred it.
You'll never read them again.
Or if your kids are driving you nuts holidays have just passed, but next holidays you might want to think of that. Get them, like, all that old paper. Just get them shredding it by hand.
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer in getting the children to do things by hand.
Great activity.
Yeah, keep them busy.
And you can buy those hand shredders that aren't powered by electricity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they think it's so much fun to shred paper.
They do. Well, it's got to be more fun than, you know, doing handwriting and times
and
tables.
And then you can feed the worms, too, so...
Yeah.
Everyone wins.
It's a win-win.
And, okay, the last one I had here was old pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do with old pantyhose? Well, they just make perfect tree ties.
Yes, they do. Why is that, Selena?
Because they're stretchy.
Because they're stretchy and they allow movement and they're strong as well.
And they're also flesh-coloured, so they're not quite obvious.
Oh, okay. I'll leave my bright red ones. Elena, I think that would be quite good, though, because then people won't walk into them. It's easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a few from my garden that I wanted to share.
Okay, yes.
Have we got time, or...?
Yep, we've got
that. I had an old door that I found under the house. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but it's amazing when you buy a house what you find underneath it.
Okay.
And my son and I, we painted it up. Well, I did most of it. So we put a beautiful mural on it, and then I covered it with a polyurethane glaze to keep. And then, so I could keep it outside, keeps all the paint and everything nice, unless you're using high-grade paints, but we were just using school paints. And then I've put it in the backyard with the intention, I just need hubby's help with this, I want to hang it on the fence. As a mural. Ooh. How's that for upside going? You'd like
great.
That one.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm doing in my garden is, you know those concrete wall blocks?
Yep, those cinder blocks.
Well, they've got cinder blocks. Yep. Great for planting.
Oh, they're great planters.
Little plants that like to be hugged.
Yes.
Don't go planting a cowrie in that. It'll explode and probably a few
not
years.
Be very happy. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's such a strong tree.
Yeah.
That it'll just like basically disintegrate.
It'll bust it
yeah.
open.
Bust out. So, yes, well suited to the just like little, like I've got my freesias growing them and I've got a small lavender, but yeah, I've got box hedging in it. I've got great for herbs. Another springtime job, planting ears. Get all your herbs going. If you want a herb garden, great time to start.
Yeah.
Have I got anything else in my garden that was worth mentioning? Oh, if you're like me, ladies, and maybe gentlemen, and you go through handbags, and you're it's still okay, but, you know, I want a new one because, you know, the stitching's gone or whatever, or I just want to keep up to date with the trends, you know.
Yeah.
I've actually planted plants in my old handbags.
Ah.
And then kind of dug them half in the soil, so it looks like it's coming out of the soil.
Oh, great.
And that looks super cute, especially if it's like a really funky coloured handbag.
Could you use them as hanging baskets?
Yeah.
If you hang them off a tree or something?
Yeah. Or on a wall if you wanted to.
Oh.
So that's another one there. I just want to add those in from just my own personal little flavours there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mentioned the mirror one last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, gardeners, get into it. Get upcycling and get nasturtiuming. I just have a few
Nasturtiuming.
Yeah, events going on this month and going into next month as everything's all on. This month is Auckland Heritage Festival, and there are quite a few gardening talks and tours that you can do. Some are free.
I think I've been to a few of those before. They're kind of dispersed all over the place in Auckland, and you can pick and choose which you go to.
Yeah. Auckland Domain or the Highwick House or these old heritage sites. So you'll learn a bit of history as well.
Yeah.
So get your Auckland Heritage Festival booklet from the library, and they've got all the times and dates there. So
awesome.
Get into that.
Any Auckland Council Library.
Yeah. And there's also coming up next month all these garden festivals. But one I'll just mention is one down in Taranaki that's on every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest one in New Zealand, really. And that's just a whole week of going and seeing all these beautiful gardens.
Okay, so what's... Does it have a name or is it just Taranaki
Garden Festival?
Garden Festival. Oh, sweet. I can remember that.
Okay.
Nice.
So see if you can get yourselves down there if you live there. Well done, you.
Yeah, lucky. Taranaki. Go the Naki.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right, gardeners. Happy gardening, everyone.
See you later.
We'll be back next week. thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page, or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.